Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP.
Brought to you by Canopy Street Market
on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Paint your face. Pump up your biceps. Tie tassels to the muscles. Go screaming through your office. Grab the cubicle. Grab the desk. Shake it. Make the wall shake. Have your warrior moment. You are entitled. You are the warrior. Austin Orman is just back from the presser. He has stuff for his first Bach. Pay the bills, Bach. Pay the bills. Pay the bills.
Yes, hour two here is sponsored by Schwizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy. It's a promise. Schwizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Schwizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Schwizo Construction.
Austin Orman joins us for two things. One, he's just back from the press, so he'll have some breaking news for us. With that, we have a starting left tackle, kind sir.
Indeed. Gunnar Gatula gets the start on the left side, protecting Dylan Raiola's blind side on Saturday. Was not told if there would be the same rotation. Earlier in the week, though, Matt Rhule said, yep, can't afford to have that for long. So my guess is we would see majority Gunnar Gatula with spot reps for that'd be Turner Corcoran and Elijah Pritchett behind him.
That is news. That is news. It shows how the week has gone and how the film study went. And that's a big part of it. What other news do we have?
Backup running backs. We heard from Matt Rhule that Mekhi Nelson needs to play more special teams and just get the opportunity to play the way he plays. And then I'm kind of workshopping this theory that Nebraska might be trying to turn Isaiah Mosey into Ramir Johnson 2.0. Reverse, because Ramir came in as a running back and Isaiah Mosey came in as a wide receiver. But I think I could see a similar role carved out for those two guys. Joe Moorhead and Akron, well, not Akron, but Joe Moorhead, the head coach of Akron, actually beat Matt Rhule the last two times these teams faced off. At least the last time was a Hail Mary for Fordham. Came into Memorial Stadium not that long ago, and Nebraska handled them. Temple did not. It was a 30-yard walk-off touchdown pass, so Matt Rhule has a lot of respect for Joe Moorhead, the offensive creativity and all the ways that they use their personnel.
Again, data. you have to understand that sometimes coaches match up, and it shows up.
It's a thing.
It shows up. The fine folks at Mulberry. Again, this particular lunch hour brought to you by the folks at Mulberry's Barbecue. They have delivered. Shout out to Jake Sorensen for making it happen. I'll have you two run the sample and dive into the plates and let me know what you got. Austin, what's on your plate?
All right. I got a rib. I got some brisket, but I assume is pulled pork. Could be chicken. I'm going to assume it's pork. And I went with the beans. I am not a potato salad guy myself. I'm sure it's wonderful. but I'm not a potato salad guy myself. So I am going to leave that for the other people who appreciate and enjoy it more than myself.
I'm a member of that club. I'm a member of the potato salad club in full.
Well, more for you.
Yep. And Bach is not a mayo person. So I'm intrigued by with the salads and what Bach will do. Bach, what's on your plate?
Same thing, actually, as Austin, just a little bit of potato salad as well, but I don't know. I probably wouldn't give it a fair review because, like you said, I might not love all the ingredients.
Take a bite and let folks know what to expect and what they get from Mulberry. Austin, the brisket.
Beans are good.
Pulled pork, the beans.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Like, I've had Mulberry more than my fair share of times in life.
Yeah.
I know what I get when I go there. It is always What's your go-to? Usually getting a couple meats on the plate, depending on what I'm feeling. I mean, always a big brisket guy. I like ribs, but I'm also not a messy guy. So ribs don't always sit well with me just because they're a lot of work, but they're usually worth the reward. I'll just be honest about that. The cleaner I can, I'm a utensils guy. I'm not necessarily a get after it guy when it comes to eating.
You know, person that, listen, in case folks haven't understand, how you engage your food is a personality profile into itself. Mm-hmm. And it crosses over into several other things. You are who you are all the time. And it's like, listen, I am not a hands-on food person. That checks out, Austin. I am neither surprised or stunned by that.
Austin, did you run your dog opinions by DP? He's a big dog guy.
Come on.
Did you hear it already?
No, go for it.
Okay. I am not anti-dog.
Okay.
Do not get gaslit into people telling you I'm anti-dog.
Okay.
I like being the fun dog uncle.
Fair.
Okay. Don't do the poop. Don't want to do the walks. Don't want to do the food.
Right.
Not a big fan of the warm, sloppy, wet tongue kisses, all that.
Big sloppy dog.
Okay. Not necessarily for me. My take that set people off is that dogs can be a part of the family, but not a family member. Dogs are not children.
Oh, they're going to come get you.
Oh, they already have.
They are going to come get you.
This is day three of the lake.
They are going to come.
And that dogs.
Has my wife heard you say that?
He's been around. I'm sure it's been over the speakers. But I also think that dogs do not belong in pregnancy announcements, not in graduation pictures, not in engagement announcements.
She is going to come and get. She is going to kick you in the baby toe. That, really?
You. That's where I'm at with it.
Send those cards and letters care of Austin Orman.
We did get an email to the info@ticket.com account that did call for me to resign. And if I don't do that, I should. So that has happened. We're on day three of this. No one has given me a good enough opinion to change my mind.
Oh, man. Culligan says, dude, get off the dogs. They're going to cancel you.
Keep bringing it up. Everyone else does.
I didn't know anything about it. I had absolutely missed. The horn just says, boo this man. Eric says, well, nice hearing Austin on the radio. Get him, Rebecca. She's gonna get him. Count on that thing today. That is the conversation that's going to happen. Old Dad 34, dogs are children, Austin. Dang you.
They're not children.
Oh, bro.
They're not a replacement. They're not a substitute. You can have dogs.
How about your opinion?
You don't have a fur baby. You do not have a fur baby. You have a pet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dan from Canopy says, I'm coming to get you. Dogs are family.
They can be a part of the family, but they don't belong in family pictures. You can leave the dog at home for 2 hours. It'll be okay.
But the dog's been there. My dog's 13 years old. He's been there like every day of my life, more so than anybody else I know. Not of my life, but his life, obviously.
I guess my main point is it's more about the pictures than anything, right? Like if you and your significant other are having a child, I don't need the little ultrasound pictures with your dog. Your dog is not going to be a big brother or sister. Your dog is not having a brother or sister. Your dog is your dog. Your child is your child. Cubsker, I know, has my back. A couple other people did.
I am so worried about you right now. He's going to come up missing. He's going to come up. Oh, man. Rubber duck, boo this man.
Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Austin is a proponent. Oh, they're getting you, bro.
Again, three straight days of this. I'm taking barbs and arrows from every direction.
My dog spends more time with my kids than anyone other than their mom, so they're family.
No, they're a dog. It's a wonderful thing. Love your dogs. I'm not telling you I hate your dog. I'm not telling you you're wrong for loving your dog. I'm telling you there's a dividing line.
Dogs are man's White Sharpie best friend, says but not family.
He says that is such a bad take. That's White Sharpie. All right, listen.
I said what I said, and I believe it.
Oh, and then Eric says, yeah, Austin's a proponent of leaving dogs in hot cars.
Yeah, no. Coming from the... Okay, so here's this. Farley, three-time dog owner, he owns three, is on my side with don't bring your non-service dog into a store.
Mm.
Leave the dog in the car with the window open. Don't let your dog drive on your lap. You know, when you're driving, dog does not belong in your lap.
Oh,
there are
no.
lines that we have crossed as a society that we must go.
We're going to have to get security for him. We're going to have to protect him. Austin, it's not safe for you.
I made it 2 days. Day three might push people over the edge.
I don't know. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious.
I don't even understand.
I can't even, I feel like this is, I'm now Neo and the numbers are just spinning. Like the numbers are, the matrix has just flipped itself and gone bonkers because now.
I did not take the dog pill. How about that? I am not so dog pilled. And they keep calling me cat boy. Cat this. It was not my decision to get a cat.
Oh, no. You are absolutely Catman.
I understand that.
You are literally Catman. And that's not a compliment.
No.
That's not a compliment.
Correct. I get it. Like, but again, it was not my decision to get a cat. And I'm not a cat guy over a dog guy.
My wife wanted a cat. And that's compared to the people they call Duke Dude. Like, Catman and Duke Dude together. You are building a resume. Mm-hmm. Sir. Oh, man.
Again, I like the idea of dogs. I just think we take it too far sometimes as a society. And don't get me started on dog Halloween costumes. Why are you spending $25 on a costume to dress up your dog for one picture?
Oh, but it's so
cute. They'll never wear it. I agree. It's cute. It's adorable. But you're telling me you can't spend that $25 on flowers for your wife? Or get her a better birthday present or something?
Because your wife would tell you the dog deserves the costume more than she deserves the flowers. What are you not getting?
That's what I'm not getting. I'm not getting a dog.
Well, it shows who hurt you. Who hurt you, Austin Orman? Did the dog not let you pet it when you were a kid? Did a dog trip you as you were running to the outfield or something? You were chasing... Were you chased by dogs as a kid?
No.
I'm just
not that deep into the dog cult of personality.
Dog Facebook pages, yay or nay?
Oh, no.
If you have 10,000 followers and can monetize, you're great.
Austin, they are coming at you so hard, I can't even read them on the radio. They are not safe for work text coming in right now.
Think about this. This is day three of this. Again, I am not the one that keeps bringing it up.
But
no, I was ready to move Box on with my life.
Look.
I just know DP's a big dog.
You put Box face on the camera when Box had the opportunity to just absolutely shovel dirt on top of you.
Yep.
Box smiled, grinned, laughed, and then did so.
And this is the guy that was on my side most of yesterday with this.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted
I are mostly in agreement here, and you still did that to me.
It's perfect spot, perfect time for a big time dog guy to talk to a not a very big cat guy, right? Cat guy.
I guess. Here's the thing: bark at the park is great. I'm a proponent of bark at the park.
Oh, but nice. Those aren't service dogs.
Again, that's fine. Because you made a special night for it. Good. If you have a dog, bring him out, celebrate him. It's fun. I generally like.
Why do they need a special night? They should just be allowed.
No, because you can leave the dog at home. They don't need to go.
Why would you leave a dog at home?
Because it's a night.
The dog loves you. You love the dog. Why would you leave the dog at home?
Because it can deal with it for 2 hours, 3 hours at a baseball game. That's an extra step, an extra hassle, more poop bags.
It's mainly the poop bags.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If you can't live without your dog for three and a half hours, it's going to be fine. You will be okay. You will be okay. Your dog will be okay.
You've never owned a dog, have you?
No, I have not.
That's that is the volume behind it. Because the dog, you're that dog's world. You're that dog's everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that feeling.
And dogs time exponentially.
Oh, I know, 7 times.
Right? Magnified to that point. And the time away is a vacuum that exists in that dog's world that you cannot fill and should not be put there. But that's just, ready for this? That's just the humanity in me caring about a thing that is not for me. Be careful speaking about things that do not have value to you as they do not have value for others. There's some gospels in that, Austin. And you're a gospel person.
And I
person.
Have admitted to not you, having owned a dog.
You are a gospel person. So I'm just saying how you speak about dogs speaks about you as in your humanity, not the dog. I'm just gonna leave you on that one, bro. I'm going to break. I'm gonna go feed squirrels. That's what I'm gonna do. We'll close out one-on-one when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.